Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7 KQWC. You may have heard the other day about some big doings that are being planned for the Riverview Early Childhood Center. Now, that's been in Webster City for about a good 35 years. It was the original Riverview Elementary School that some of us might remember growing up as an elementary center in Webster City from about 1956 until about the late 1980s. We have three very special friends and guests joining us this morning here on KQWC. We have Logan Welch, member of the Webster City City Council, also with the Riverview Early Childhood Center Board. Also, we have Rachel Paskey and Jesse Sucrow joining us this morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Glad to have you out here this morning. So let's find out more about how this all got started with this project. Who wants to? Okay, we'll talk about Rachel.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, our building is very aged. It's 68 years old, and in addition to that, there's a need for childcare in Webster City and surrounding communities. We have a long wait list at Riverview. I think it's about 3 years, depending on how old your child is and what room you'd want to get into. So a few years ago, the board went and investigated what building a new facility would look like. We worked with First Children's Finance out of West Des Moines, and they did a lot of investigation into the needs of the community, how many childcare spots are available, what the population of children under the age of 12 is. So we came up with what we feel is a viable plan to move forward with a new center.
And that's why we're planning to have a fundraiser and to build a new early childhood learning center in Webster City.
Yep. And I think we've had some questions about, well, why not remodel the current building? Hmm. Again, 68 years old, and we're coming to the point where we're coming across major repairs. Most recently, this summer, thankfully, it was during one of the cooler spells, we had a scare with a $40,000 air conditioner repair. Luckily, we got lucky, and it was much, much less than that. We opted for a different repair route, but things like that keep coming up where it's not just a Band-Aid fix anymore. So a new center is really the route mm-hmm. we think is best to go.
And really space, too. You know, I mean, we're kind of landlocked in our current location. You know, there's a hill to the backside, a city park. There's, you know, commercial property to the south. You know, east and west, you're kind of, you know, stuck. So we really couldn't add on to our building where space is really the need more so than anything. So really to be able to do that, we needed a bigger piece of land.
And one of the nice things about it too is that there's also playground equipment too for the kids when they have some recess time, I believe.
At the current center or?
Well, when it used to be at Riverview, is it still there?
Yeah. We've updated the playground equipment a couple mm-hmm. times since the original stuff, you know, but we just put some new equipment in, too, that we plan to possibly move, depending mm-hmm. on how that looks.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So this is kind of a big deal, and you've had some positive responses so far to this. Jesse,
yeah.
It's your turn. Put your good use.
People are excited from most of them, and they understand that we are in there is a need for more child care.
And everybody in the community, I don't know, it doesn't really matter if you have kids or not. If you have grandchildren, you'd want your kids to move back to Webster City so their grandchildren would have, you know, child care. If you're a major employer, you just want your employers to have access to child care. And then, of course, young families needing that immediate, you know, service or amenity. So, yeah, there's really a across-the-board need, no matter really who you are in the community, it would benefit.
Mm-hmm. And it served, and Riverview has served its purpose now for about a good 35 years, back in 1989 when it started.
Yeah, and we're not changing the name, even though we wouldn't be next to a river. You know, one great thing about Riverview is we've really provided a great service in those 30 some years. You know, to give ourselves a reputation and a brand, if you will, for quality childcare. So. The building has served its purpose, like you say, you know, for the last 30 some years. But again, like Rachel and Jesse said, you know, it's come to its end of life. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have to kind of piggyback on that. We have a great set of staff, experienced staff, and we hope a new center would attract some additional new employees. But really, we have this tenured group of people that work for us, and you really feel good about leaving your child with such a group of capable and caring providers. Our director has over 25 years of experience. Our assistant director has over 20 years of experience. And we have several staff members that have passed the 10, 15, and 20-year mark at Riverview. So we feel we've got a great group and a really strong organization that will only help this new center along. Mm-hmm.
And that is when we're having a fundraiser to help make the new Riverview Center dream come true, folks.
Yeah, 6.5 million. Yeah. So the number seems grand, right, and large. And I'll let Rachel and Jesse kind of speak about kind of how we go about this. But sometimes when people see that price tag, they kind of gulp a little, you know. When you kind of look at the layout and the amenity it would provide, it's an investment that would repay itself over the years.
We hired an architect up in Clear Lake, Atura, and they've worked with multiple early childhood centers. And so we felt that they were best fit for us. They also are going to have a tornado shelter. We'll have two, one for like the younger half of the daycare and then one for the older half.
This new building will expand our capacity. Right now, you have to be under DHS rules and regulations. Our capacity right now is at 68 or is it 95?
We're at 95.
Yep. And the new building would expand our capacity to 168. That's where I got the 68 from. So a lot more spaces for available children to join our center. I think we've got 11 classrooms that we're looking at. As Jesse mentioned, a tornado shelter in the multi-purpose room, so kind of our gym, place for all the kids to play when maybe the weather's too hot or too cold or rainy. So we feel that this is a really great design and layout, and it'll be kind of a state-of-the-art building for the community.
So how many are attending this coming year at Riverview? You mentioned 95 attending this year.
So that's our daily capacity, mm-hmm. What we're licensed for. However, with those that have maybe half-day schedules, we might have a child in the morning and then a different child in the afternoon. So we're well over 100 per day that we serve.
Mm-hmm. And this is all year round?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, because people think it's only just during the school year from late August, which is less than just over 10 days away, until when school gets out in late May, thereabouts. But this is an all-year operation.
Yep, 12 hours a day. We're available.
5 days a week.
5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great set of staff. Really try hard not to close on no school days when it's snowy. Really do a great job of trying to keep the building open so parents have child care and can get to their employment.
Indeed. Again, we're talking today with Logan Welch, also Rachel Paskey, and Jesse Sukram about the Riverview Early Childhood Center in Webster City. Some big doings. It's been around for a good 35 years. Let's talk about the future plans now. Got a location, and they're trying to get some help to make this all possible.
Yeah, the location was something we kind of juggled for years, you know. You need a certain chunk of land, you know, ideally not next to a factory or next to like a parking lot. You know? So we kind of looked at some different options here in Webster City, and the top of Hospital Hill, where the old Hamilton Hospital used to reside, has been available for some time. The city acquired that from the county for $1 several years back. And we've had some offers from some developers to do some stuff that wouldn't be that ideal for that location. So when this opportunity arose, you know, we decided to be a good fit, to put that center there, and looking at the proposed design of the center, it really fits aesthetically too in that location.
Yeah. That's been standing vacant now there, Logan, for about a good 14 years because what was the original home as you mentioned, Hamilton Hospital, Hamilton County Public Hospital, now Vandy's Medical Center there on the southeast side of Webster City. But people wondering what will happen next. So that's what the future plans are.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We don't intend to take the entire lot. I mean, there's about 6 acres up there. Relatively, size to the lot size, the building isn't that large compared to the land available. So not really knowing exactly, how much we'd need of that, but it was awesome to have a collaboration with the city and the Riverview Board to find a home. But again, that's just the beginning. So have a piece of land to put it on is one thing, but to develop the site and to fundraise is the next step. So.
Indeed. And that's where the public is being asked to help out in this.
Yeah, you can either donate, go up to our website and donate. There's a spot there you can donate. Or if you go to Enhance Hamilton County's website, you can donate in there. Make sure in the memo spot you put Riverview. You may also write a check to Enhance Hamilton County Foundation. And once again, like in the memo line, just write Riverview.
Yep, and we're also pursuing, I'd say, public monies, federal, state, local grants. So hoping that we can rely on rely on that avenue for some of our fundraising efforts. I'll mention our website is riverviewearlychildhoodcenter.org. There's a lot of information on that website about the project itself and, of course, how to donate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and private donations, grant money, there's also, some naming right opportunities. There's different type of, different ways to be creative about donating if it's a large employer or just a large philanthropist that wants to donate. There's some bonuses, the naming rights and stuff, possibly some rooms or some gymnasiums or playgrounds. So we can get creative to that. But again, we're just at $6.5 million, so every dollar helps. And every conversation with your employer or family or somebody who might be interested in donating is worth it.
Do we have a timeline, all three of you, about when will construction will begin? That's kind of up in the air now, but it has to do with the developing and so forth, I believe.
We hope to start building in the spring of 2025 and then opening up August of 2026.
Okay, so that'll be 2 years down the road until we see the official opening of the Riverview Early Childhood Center in Webster City. And if people want more information about it, they can go to the website at riverviewearlychildhoodcenter.org, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So hopefully people get behind this very worthwhile program here. Anything else for the good of the cause here, all three?
Just thanks for having us, Pat.
Absolutely.
The article helped, spur the conversation. You grabbed hold of that and brought us in today.
Absolutely.
And I think the more we talk about it, the more people come forward, just praising this project and wanting to help.
Indeed. Once again, that website address is riverviewearlychildhoodcenter.org. If you'd like to make a contribution to help make this dream come true for early childhood families here in the Webster City area, and that also includes all of Hamilton County, or is it just here in Webster City itself?
We have families from all over the county, as well as adjoining counties. So it's a very regional, based effort.
Yeah, so that's neat.
Yeah, really, when you think of it, if somebody works in Webster City, it makes more sense to put your children in care in Webster City, although they may live outside of town.
Very good. Okay, I think we covered just about everything. But again, I want to give thanks to Logan Welch, to you, Rachel Paskey, and also to Jesse Sukrow joining us this morning as we talk all about Riverview Early Childhood Center, its goal for a new building. And then one more time, the website address is riverviewearlychildhoodcenter.org to help make this program all possible. Again, all three of you, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Pat.
It's 8:44. This is KKWC.